never, you're never an island in anything you do. I can't see even you would say you're in an island with what you do. Your job's to get information out to people. So, yeah, I mean, we need each other, like, wholeheartedly. Yeah. So,
I agree. That's very well put. Very well put. Kind of changing gears a little bit, just because we are kind of pressed for time, unfortunately. But let's talk about the club and all the great things that happened there. I mean, you know, from Little Dragons right up to, teaching, the art of martial arts and Taekwondo and things like that.
Right. So for us, there's a lot of martial arts schools in Pembroke, and I support any one of them, right? It's finding the right match to your kid. We have the Little Dragons, who are absolutely adorable, which we've kind of figure if we can capture them young before they kind of peer off into other sports, it might hook them into a martial art. We have a women's only that is my favorite, and of course I'm teaching that because I'm a woman. Kick my husband out for that one. And that one is just full of high energy, and you're talking just the diversity of women that come out. It makes it super enjoyable. And then after COVID, we finally get to go back to competitions, and we just had one of our students place gold in a recent tournament, and fantastically proud of him for that, right? Not everyone wants to compete. Sometimes they just want to belong. And our club, we see it as a community club where we take those kids who are looking for confidence and a place to feel safe to learn and make mistakes and grow. You know, I just put new Dobucks on two brand new kids. Like, we do a split season. So we just introduced three new kids midterm, and putting them in their Dobucks for the first time, just how big their smiles are. And more importantly, you know, as Sir always says, now I'm going to see you, right? Like, before you were a beginner, and now you're in a Dobuck. So I'm after you to be good. So yeah, that's, our club's been around for 15 years as well. So it's always been the pride of the community for me, because it's about the community, right? We run birthday parties at our club. It's all low key stuff, right? We don't want to be big. We're not trying to be big. We're just trying to be inclusive, right? Who can we help? So yeah, we go all the way to the highest belt is my husband, who's the sixth Dan, and I'm a fourth Dan now. And, but we have a good solid base of everybody, right? Everyone from the four-year-old to the oldest student who's in their 60s. So it's everybody. So yeah.
It's Ottawa Valley Taekwondo.
Correct? Ottawa Valley Taekwondo, right on Trafalgar there. Okay. Yeah.
So if anybody's looking to sign up, is there a website or anything they should go to, or?
We're so lack of technology. it is word of mouth. Look us up. There is a way. There is a website as well. And if you leave us a message, we will call you. We're old school. We like to interact. So we'll call and do it like a mini interview over the phone. Make sure you understand what we want to do. And then it goes from there. So yeah, or drop by. We're always there. I mean, the only day I'm not is probably Friday night, because by that time I need a nap. So I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Well, Bernie, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today on behalf of the Local Legend Program. Again, brought to you by Petawawa Toyota. So thank you for coming in, and keep it on with all the great work that you're doing in the auto insurance industry, and also with Ottawa Valley Taekwondo.
I hope I'm there for anyone who needs me, just like you're here for me. So thank you. Thanks, Kyle.